live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, and streaming live, 1320WILS.com. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley. I'm thrilled to have my next guest on the phone with me, Steve Dugan, who is Ingham County Commissioner and happens to be Vice Chair Pro Tem. Good evening, Steve. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
You know, when it comes to thinking of commissioners and when I need explanations of things going on, you're the one that always comes to mind because, boy, you really get it, and you make it easy for the rest of us to understand some of the complicated issues. So I appreciate your time this evening.
Well, I'm very flattered. I'm not even your commissioner, so that is a double compliment.
No, you are not, but I can turn to you when I need some answers and have it explained to me. We're coming off a difficult couple of years, a few years, in Ingham County, and I guess at the end of the year, like we are, I just kind of wanted to take a look at where we're heading and are some of these difficulties behind us. Now, certainly when we talk about difficulties, budget it always leads the list. How do you see Ingham County moving into the next year, budget-wise?
Well, of course, certainly the where we are is part of the viewpoint on this. You know, as of the 1st of January, we wind up having no more Sheriff's Department for primary law enforcement in the rural townships. As of January 1, we wind up closing a wing of the Ingham County Jail. So we've got 64 folks who are in jail tonight that won't be by this weekend. Those were significant solutions to get us through the end of 2010. Similarly, most county government offices are closed these 3 days right now. And so those furloughs, which were negotiated with the county unions, were also a significant solution to get us through 2010. I don't know that, the 2011 budget is in place. I don't know that going beyond into 2012, we're going to have to see some of those drastic solutions, at least not in the level of controversy that got us to this point. But absolutely, folks that live in rural Ingham County have to feel like some of the solution to get us where we are as of today was done on their back.
Go ahead.
And so, that's, it hasn't been, easy to go ahead and take what was a significant county government service away from an awful lot of folks in those townships.
It does seem, to someone just who lives in Ingham County, it seems like law enforcement and I guess I'm putting the jail in there with that, it seems like they seem to take it on the chin quite a bit. It seems like a lot of the cuts, and maybe it's just the ones we're hearing about, Steve, but it does seem that seem to come from there.
Well, I don't think there's any question that if you go back and look at the last 5 years' worth and what has been done to the Sheriff's Department over the past 5 years, including now the 11 budget that we're going into, the Sheriff's Department's lost like 46 positions, as either a percentage of the employment force or in just the relative size of that many positions. Nobody else, no other county function has lost that many bodies. No other county function has lost that high a percentage of their workforce. So, absolutely, I concur that the Sheriff's Department has certainly, taken it on the chin quite a bit. We have other departments, and it's not that these are not critical services that benefit an awful lot of constituents, but when you have other departments that have been in a position to say, let me charge a fee for this, let me charge a fee for that, it gives some other departments a flexibility when they can use revenue increases as their budget cut. The Sheriff's Department doesn't have that flexibility. There are very few things where a fee is charged for a service the Sheriff Department does, a CCW permit or a fingerprints in order to get, certain activities or certain police records. But the volume of revenue that is generated by the Sheriff's Department is a drop in the bucket compared to the personnel expenses that they've got. So when they were told cuts, they had to make cuts. In many other cases, when they were told to make cuts, they said, well, look at this revenue we found.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that does help explain it a little bit. You know, should residents of Ingham County be worried about safety? You mentioned the jail, for instance. There's 64 folks who said are in jail tonight that won't be this weekend. I mean, do we know who these folks are or what? I mean, how is that happening?
You know, I am very sympathetic with the jail administration staff and the judges who've got 3 days to work out what 64 folks go home over the weekend. Truly because the turnstile effect of the jail is certainly rapid enough that, you know, I couldn't necessarily tell you who these folks are. The judges probably, certainly know who their customers are that are in jail right now. But the transition to go ahead and be able to take a post that's open tonight and close it by, the end of the weekend is, pretty darn scary to think about. And what we have done, budgetarily is we have taken the judicial discretion out of the hands of the elected judges, the people who've been elected in this county to make those decisions for us. We have just told, a few of these judges, we just don't have the space. I'm sorry, you'll have to find something else to do with Charlie, where in years past you would have sent Charlie to jail for a few days in order to, deliver the message that, crime doesn't pay. So, that's a concern. And it was a tough vote. It was a 9-7 vote. I was one of the seven folks that voted against that concept. It became a significant budget decision to balance the problem for 2011.
I'm going to ask you two things. One, Steve, would you by any chance be able to come back and talk with me tomorrow? Because there's two other areas I want to talk to you about, the P2 ordinance and redistricting, and we won't have time for that today. We only have about a minute.
Yeah, I can certainly do that. Well, let's work on a time.
Okay, I'll get a hold of you afterwards to talk about that. And you mentioned when we had a chance to talk earlier, you think the worst couple of years for Ingham County is behind us. But clarify that. We only have about a minute, which isn't fair. But
well, we have made so many budget cuts that in a lot of ways, I don't think that we're going to be seeing, layoffs like we're seeing layoffs occur this weekend. I mean, we pink slipped folks. We pink slipped a 20-year, police lieutenant, for instance, or sheriff's department lieutenant. So I don't think that level of drastic stuff is going to occur. I still think we're going to see attrition here and there and free some vacant positions and things like that. But, but not in terms of the controversy and the 3-hour meetings that we had going, during the past year to get the 11 budget done.
Okay. Well, that is some good news. And I appreciate your time this evening, Steve Dugan, Ingham County Commissioner. And we'll chat again tomorrow. We'll find a time that works for you.
Always, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with Fritz and Friends after this break. Stay with us.